Ravana was then informed that Kumbhakarna's severed head was blocking the city gate, and his huge dead body was half submerged in the ocean. This was too much for Ravana, who simply fainted away. Upon regaining consciousness, Ravana moaned,
"Oh, without Kumbhakarna, I will not be able to go on living, for now life has no meaning. What a mistake I have made by not listening to Vibhishan."
One of Ravana's sons named Trishura then said,
"Oh, father, do not lament, for I have immense powers and weapons awarded to me by Lord Brahma. My brothers Devantaka, Narantaka, and Atikai are also expert in conjuring tricks and can fight while flying in the sky. So we shall all go together and thus kill Ram, Lakshman, and the monkey warriors. So please give up your despair."
Ravana became enlivened by the assurances of Trishura, and after decorating his four sons with ornaments and garlands, the Rakshasa king sent them out to fight, along with Mahaparshva and Mahodara. The six powerful warriors headed to the battlefield, followed by an enormous army of Rakshasas. The fighting thus began as both sides roared impetuously. Before long, the battlefield became difficult to traverse because of the piles of dead bodies, severed limbs, broken chariots, and scattered mountain peaks and crags strewn all about. The monkeys who were previously struck down by Kumbhakarna then re-entered the fight, feeling now refreshed, and at first they seemed to gain the upper hand. Then, riding on horseback, Narantaka slaughtered 700 monkey soldiers with his spear. Sugriva ordered Angada to attack the son of Ravana. The unarmed Angada thus approached Narantaka, challenging him, "Why are you wasting your time fighting with common monkeys? Throw your spear at my chest if you consider yourself to be a great hero." Biting his lip in rage, Narantaka suddenly hurled his spear. However, when it struck Angada, it broke into fragments, falling to the ground. Angada darted forward and smashed his fist on the head of Narantaka's horse. The horse fell dead with a fractured skull, and the infuriated Narantaka jumped to the ground, retaliating by smashing Angada's skull with his fist. As blood poured from his wound, Angada reeled back, but quickly came to his senses. Again rushing forward with his fist clenched, Angada brought it down with full force upon his adversary. The mighty blow crushed Narantaka's entire chest, making him fall dead upon the battlefield. Ram was both pleased and astonished to witness Angada's heroic feat. But Mahodara could not tolerate the death of his nephew. Angrily, he rushed at Angada along with Devantaka and Trishura. When he saw the three Rakshasas approaching, Angada tore up a giant tree, hurling it at Devantaka. Trishura easily cut the tree to pieces with his arrows, and Angada continued to shower trees and rocks, but to no avail. Mahodara then approached Angada while riding upon his elephant and struck Angada in the chest with a spiked club. Angada, however, was not even slightly disturbed by the blow and violently struck the elephant with his hand. When the gigantic beast fell down dead, Angada tore out one of its tusks, hurling it at Devantaka, wounding him severely. However,
Devantaka quickly recovered and struck Angada with his club, making the prince fall to his knees. Even though Angada sprang to his feet, Trishura struck him in the forehead with 3 arrows. Hanuman and Neela rushed to the aid of the prince. Neela hurled a mountain peak at Trishura, and as the 3-headed Rakshasa smashed it to pieces, Devantaka rushed at Hanuman with his club held high. Hanuman leaped into the air in order to avoid Devantaka's blow, and simultaneously striking the Rakshasa on the head with his clenched fist. With his skull completely smashed in, Devantaka fell down dead on the battlefield. Meanwhile, as Trishura released torrents of arrows at Neela, Mahodara mounted another elephant and rejoined the fray. As all of his limbs became pierced, Neela momentarily lost consciousness. But upon recovering, Neela took up a mountain peak, sprang into the air, and smashed it upon Mahodara's head. And as Mahodara fell down dead before him, Trishura became mad with rage and began bombarding Hanuman with streams of arrows. Hanuman retaliated with mountain peaks, but Trishura easily smashed them to pieces. Next, Hanuman released a continuous shower of trees, but the 3-headed Rakshasa tore them all to pieces as well. Hanuman thus became frustrated and angrily jumped upon Trishura's horse and began tearing at its hide with his sharp nails. Trishura tried to pierce Hanuman with his spear, but the monkey hero grabbed it out of his hands and broke it in half. Trishura then quickly drew his sword and slashed Hanuman across his chest. But in spite of being wounded, Hanuman was able to slap the Rakshasa in the chest, making him fall off his horse, dazed and confused. Hanuman then jumped down from the horse and picked up the Rakshasa's sword, which had fallen from his hand, and Hanuman then began roaring loudly. But this was intolerable for Trishura, and so he quickly jumped up and punched Hanuman in the chest. Hanuman flared with rage. Then, grabbing Trishura by one of his necks, Hanuman severed all 3 of the Rakshasa's heads, one after the other. Now Trishura was finally dead.